Hello and welcome to another episode of Waking Up Woke. I think we're on number 5 now.
This is 5, yes.
With me today, I have my not-so-beautiful co-host, Cyrus Farr. He's been downgraded just because I don't like him today. And to my right on the TV monitor, we have Adam Tidridge, just a regular producer because he's still demoted. I'm going to be honest, for guys that just started out a podcast, we're already pretty burnt out because we don't have a great debate today.
Listen, we're going to get, I just didn't want to give out a subpar one. I'll be honest with you. I could have thought of some shitty ones, but I didn't want to give something that nobody gave a fuck about and was really
just
boring.
Throw out a shitty one right now.
Bottles v. cans. That's like a 5-second one.
Yeah. I'm not even going to answer that.
Okay. So I got something I thought about today. I want to start off with a really good question. Do you make your bed?
No.
Adam, do you make your bed?
No.
I couldn't hear you.
No. Unless.
Okay.
Unless my family's coming over.
Is your family dining in your bedroom?
No, but my mom's the type of person that'll fucking bitch me out about not making my bed.
I wonder why. I don't think I've made my bed ever, to be honest with you. And I truly do not understand, like, what the purpose is. I know people that make their bed religiously every day when they get out of fucking, like, get out and go to, like, school or work every day. And I truly don't get it. Like, I told my fucking freshman year roommate, shout out Griffin Guap, at school, that if, like, my bed is made, like, call the cops because somebody kidnapped me and made my bed and try to make it look normal. And, like, that's not me. I would never
make
my bed.
I think some people make their bed just to, like, have some sort of control over their life. That's not even like being depressing or anything, but like you start out your day with some control, you make your bed, and you just, that's one thing you could control then that day.
If you saw my room right now, like the bed is the least of my worries. Like I am not in control of anything right now. Like there's shit everywhere. As long as behind me is clean,
like, so actual like the shit? Camera.
No actual shit today. But
all right, dude.
There's a lot of stuff everywhere. Like I have a shoebox from 3 months ago. It was right there. Shoebox.
Moving away from the shoebox, I think a lot of people make their bed because it's like a sort of ritualistic thing. Like it's one thing that, you know, they accomplished in their day. And so like if they accomplish that, they can like accomplish more tasks throughout the day. I think it's a mental thing for a lot of people. Because I
get that.
You know, reading up on that kind of stuff, on like how to be more productive. All of them will be like, make your bed in the morning because it'll give you that confidence of like, okay, you completed this task. Now you can go and complete other tasks. So I think for a lot of people, it's that sort of idea.
Okay. Yeah. I don't accomplish much in my day, so I don't think making my bed would really help, but that's just me.
Speak for yourselves, dude.
And the other thing I want to start with, super, super, super sad news. Grant Imahara, if you guys know him from Mythbusters, so sad. He was kind of like the I think they call him like the building team, the construction team. They did like some of the smaller ones and built a lot of the big stuff. He died, I think, this week, age 49, from a brain aneurysm, which is absolutely
brain
insane.
Aneurysm. I didn't see it. Like I just saw the headline and they didn't have a cause of death yet. That's so sad, man.
Dude, I
grew up on Mythbusters.
I had all their seasons on DVD, like when I was in middle school. Like I used to watch that shit all the time. YouTube videos. I used to love it. Yeah. So I didn't realize he was that old either.
I know, right?
Did you know he was also in the Star Wars prequels? He like was the R2-D2 guy.
What?
Like
the
controls.
Guy in the suit?
Well, no. R2-D2 in the prequels, like the newer ones.
Oh,
there's
like
not
he
an
made
actual
it?
Guy in there.
Like
he like designed a lot of it. Yeah, it sounds like he controlled it, made it, like had
input
with that shit, which is nuts. I didn't know that.
That's
yeah,
so
he's
sad,
he's like an electrical engineer, I believe. So he, yeah, super sad. I just wanted to give that shout out because that was like one of my favorite shows growing up, and super sad. Hear about that.
Rip to Grant.
Rip. All right, Adam. I think what do we got up?
All right. First up, we got Heat Check.
Heat Check.
It looks like we're starting things off with Kanye 2020. Take it away.
Big.
All right. I would first like to start off by saying, don't you fucking dare vote for Kanye West as president. you're going to take votes away from Biden probably, and Trump's going to be the president again.
Dude, listen, he dropped already.
What I'm saying is if he comes out with Kanye 2020 merch, it's an instant shit. Like, you can't go down in history as being the only person on earth that doesn't have a Kanye 2020 shirt.
That's fair. Like, if that's, yeah, that's definitely a piece of history that you want to own for $22.99.
But did you, I mean, I'd spend 40 on a t-shirt. Easy. Dropped. Instantly, dude.
Immediately. No, I love it. I love when celebrities do this shit. Like, they'll come out like, oh, I'm running, all this stuff. Like, this is really late for somebody to say it to. Usually it's like
right out of Joe Exotic's playbook.
That's so true. See how well it worked out for him. That guy, low-key, before I started watching, I was like, obviously, the Tiger King, I saw the memes and shit, and how he, like, ran for president. I'm like, oh, whatever. And then when you watch it, you're like, holy shit, this guy, like, he had, like, rallies. He had, like, people that were going to vote for him. He had a real campaign manager. That was nuts to me. That was like, I'm like, wait a minute. This guy like had like a local government app on him. Like, holy fuck.
Okay. So have you seen any of Kanye's 2020 election strategies?
No.
All right. So I'm going to read them off and you just kind of have to guess what this means. We'll run as the birthday party. Why will he run as the birthday party?
Cause every day is somebody's birthday.
So wrong. You want to try another one? You want to try it again?
It's not wrong. Every day is somebody's birthday.
Well, that's true, but that's not a part of Kanye West's
okay, then the happy birthday party. Because everybody's happy that is part of his party. Everybody's happy on their birthday.
See, you couldn't be Kanye's campaign manager because he says, because when he wins, it'll be your birthday.
I said that. It's everybody's birthday.
No, you said, yeah, that was different.
That's close.
I'm talking about as an L. Hold on. I'll give it to Adam. Adam, did he say that or not?
No, that's an L.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. Go sit down.
All right. True or false, Kanye West has voted before.
Gotta be true, right? Oh, no, it's not false, is it?
It's false. Kanye West has never voted before. I don't understand how that's a part of his election strategy, but.
Does that mean?
I guess that just means they're. I guess that just means he doesn't have any bias to any parties.
That also means that that all of his supporting Trump was actual bullshit.
No, he came out and said that. He came out and said that him and Kim were just trying to work with the prison reform and shit like that. So
I did see that, and I actually saw like this whole thread. I don't know if it was true because I just saw it on Twitter and I didn't do any research on it. But like, he put a bunch of money into like organizations that was actually against Trump, but he was just like trying to get people out of prison with Kim K. So
yeah,
who knows?
No, I think yeah. So what do we got next?
I can't even pose this as a question. Actually, I can. He will run the White House like Wakanda. How would he run the White House like Wakanda, Cyrus? This is all up to you. This is a
free response. Did you say Wakanda?
Wakanda, like
Wakanda forever. For
people that didn't are
everybody gets
YouTube,
a Black Panther suit.
Made the X over my chest for Black Panther. But
everybody gets a vibranium suit. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. That's how it's gonna be.
Do you think maybe he put more money into education because everybody was like dumb smart in Wakanda?
That would probably be a more responsible decision, but I would really like a Black Panther suit. That'd be pretty cool.
You're more of a snow leopard, dude.
Take the suit regardless. I don't care what color it is.
We're already out of school, so it doesn't matter for us.
That's true. What's the education system going to do for me? I'm not going back to school. Give me the suit.
You're going to have kids one day, right? Nah, actually.
Fuck them kids. Fuck that. All right, what's next? What do we got?
What's next, Adam? Uh-oh.
Wait, no more Kanye stuff?
No, that was just his platform. That's what he's running on. And remember, do not vote for Kanye West. I cannot stress that enough. Do
already dropped.
Not vote for Kanye West. Okay, sorry.
we're going back to the Redskins' name change and all the names that are taken.
All right.
Give me. So I just find it hilarious as a main point on this topic that for, I guess, almost a month now, they've been saying, we're going to change the name. We've decided to change the name. Okay, officially, we're changing the name. Okay, no, officially, we're retiring the name.
They said they're retiring the name.
Well, no, I'm saying this is like different headlines I've read for the past weeks, like new statements, like, yeah. Okay, it's changing. It's going to change. We're changing the logo. We're changing the name. We're retiring it. It's changing. I'm like, okay, let's fucking hear one then. Like, what do you got? I'm fucking sick of it.
Going off of that, apparently they're in like trademark battles with a lot of people. Well, actually, not a lot of people, just one person. So this guy named Martin McCulley has filed numerous trademarks for any possible name for the Redskins to get. Not as like
these
a
guys
troll,
are hilarious.
Not as a troll, but like to actually help out the Redskins. Stated as being like, I'll totally give over the names. I just wanted to get there before trolls do and actually make it like,
sounds like a troll
before they get a hold of it, and then they just hold out and be like, no, now you have to be the Washington Monuments, which I'm actually all for because I would love to see a big ass penis on the side of a helmet. I think that would be hilarious, and I think it would just go with our decades of losing.
I'm a big fan of the Washington Wombats. That just sounds funny.
It does sound funny. All right, but listen.
Give me a WW. That'd be cool.
But listen to all these trademarks that he has. He has the Washington Redtail Hawks, the Washington Americans, the Washington Football Club, Washington Red Wolves, Washington Redtails, Washington Monuments, Washington Veterans, Washington Renegades, Gridiron Football, and Washington Warriors.
Washington Warriors is cool, and Washington Redtails are cool. Those are my two that I actually kind of like.
I know I'm pulling a complete 180 on Red Wolves, but the more I say it, the more I get used to it, and I guess I get it. And you can,
dude, Red Wolves sound like things. It sounds like a semi-pro team to me. It really does.
It does, but I don't know.
The Red Tails are close to like the Red Wings, like in hockey. So that's like, okay, that's a pro team.
I saw a really cool edit for the Red Tails for like jerseys and the helmet.
Yeah.
And it keeps the old like Washington R on the side of the helmet, which a lot of like old heads love. So I think that would be a really cool idea. But I honestly, with all the push from all the Redskin super stan accounts on Twitter, it seems like it's going to be Red Wolves.
Red Wolves, really?
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. I don't like that at all.
But I just think it's crazy that this guy just had enough time in his life to just put a trade. I don't know how much time actually goes into putting a trademark in, but I feel like it has to take a decent
amount of time. It can't be that easy.
It can't be that
easy. It costs money, too.
Especially to do it that many times.
I know people. Well, I don't know people, but I know people that like they'll do that with website names and shit. Like, say you bought Uber.com like 15 years ago, Uber would have to pay you like a ton of fucking money to get that to them. Like, you know what I mean? If you just happen to own that,
could you imagine if you just passed down a computer a website name and all of a sudden one day they had to do it, they look it up and you're just like, who has this trademark? And you get an email like, hey, we'll buy that off of you. You do some research and they're like, oh, this $1 million company wants to buy our website. Give me all the bags. Give me
100 years from now, I'm be like, my great grandfather bought this for me. Now it's fucking worth millions.
It'd be nuts. But I just wanted to check in on the Washington Red Wolves /Tail/Monument/Warriors/Renegade Gridiron Football Club. So
I don't like Renegade. That's already in the AFL, which is just not the AFL, the XFL, which is disbanded. So.
Renegade.
If you guys couldn't see us, we attempted to do the Renegade.
No, Adam.
We hit that shit. I'm not 23 years old. I'm fucking 17.
Sorry.
Can we?
TikToker.
Let's move. We're moving on to SpaceX. What do you
SpaceX
got?
Update. Here we go. Nothing really crazy, but I do want to make an update because they're planning a launch. I don't know when this episode is going to release, but they're planning to launch this Saturday. It keeps getting pushed back. So, oh, fuck. What's today?
The 18th. I already knew. I just wanted to know if you knew your week.
I don't. So. I know my week. I don't even know what I have for breakfast. So they're launching 57 new satellites, and I found more info on those sunshade things. So these sunshade things are to help these astronomers, because I guess once these things started going up in the space, astronomers that were plotting stars, you know, watching.
Before you get into this, how many satellites will be up in there, up in space?
Dude, I tell you, 60,000.
60,000? So they're at, like, what now? Like, what's the number of satellites up there?
I believe 540 as of June 13th. So I guess a little more now. So I think there's one more launch than then. So probably about 600. Okay, so I'm way off. Okay. Total later with an extension of 42,000, but the current plan approved is 12,000. With an extension of 42, which would give us to our close to 60.
I don't believe the Earth's a circle.
Anyway, so. Damn, should that have been our great debate? Write that down.
But
Isaiah's a flat earther.
You're a flat earther.
But
the dinosaurs are on the bottom side.
Satellites, do they have to send these satellites from different points of the world? Like, are there multiple?
So far, they've all been launched from the same place, but they just do it at different times of day, different days. Like, you know what I mean? So it goes up. So the way they're orbiting.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot we're in orbit. My bad.
Oh, so the Earth is round. That's interesting. Okay, just checking. You just admitted it. That's okay.
It's like a disc, though, right?
Sure. It's like a pizza. They spin pizza. Somebody's spinning a pizza on their finger down there.
Hold on, Cyrus.
Did you guys hear about that flat earther? He was like the leader of one of the like big flat earth,
Kyrie Irving?
Cults or whatever. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Duke basketball?
But he was like, yeah, we have supporters all around the globe. And it's just
like, what a statement. What a quote. What a quote.
It's like, dude. You just can't make that shit
That's
up.
Fantastic. That's
what
fantastic.
A guy.
What a guy.
What a guy.
So what's different with these ones is they're now more of them are equipped with these sunshade things, so it stops like as much glare. Because it sounds like I don't know if you could see, like they say you can almost see them with your naked eye when the light is hitting them right. So they're saying when these astronomers are looking up in the sky to track all their plot other things, these things are just getting like totally in their way and shining a huge light where they don't need it. So of course Elon had this great idea to come up with these little sunshade things that are like retractable, so they can, you know, block some sun or direct it some other way, so these astronomers aren't bothered by it. And I just thought it was really cool. And I would kind of a little bit want to see, like, imagine you just looked up in the sky and you see the big sun and then a ton of fucking satellites all over the place. That would be pretty cool.
I kind of like actually look see at the them. Sky and just like see the sky. I'd also like to know what's in the bottom of our oceans. So just had to plug that real quick.
We're not backtracking. Hell no. Go to listen to episode one.
I'm just saying episode one. You had your little space thing. And I'm just saying discover more than 5% of the ocean. Adam, what's next?
This is going to – fine.
What we have is Pat Mahomes on being black.
Oh, yeah. So
– that was an interesting quote that you sent me. That was kind of wild.
Twitter, I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw this, and I had to send it to Cyrus because he was in charge of the rundown this week. So if it's bad, I'm sorry. But this is a quote from Patrick Mahomes. I've seen how people on Twitter have tweeted and said, oh, you're not full black, but I've always just had the confidence and believed in who I am. And I know that I am black and I'm proud to be black and I'm proud to have a white mom too. I'm just proud of who I am. And I've always had that confidence in myself. Just to start off, I've never gotten that slant of, oh, you're not full black. Like,
I feel like nobody's ever said that to you.
I've definitely heard it before, but it's just like, so I'm not full white either. So what am I? Just gray?
Yeah, that's like, yeah, exactly. I guess that's
am I in the middle. Like I never got that. So I'm not allowed to comment on certain things, but I'm also not allowed to comment on like white people stuff either. Like, what am I allowed to talk about then? I just don't get it. I never got it.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That never made any sense to me either. I don't know. That's interesting that some people – I mean, the internet trolls are fucking ruthless. They'll say anything, which makes sense why somebody would come at him like this.
But it does make sense. I just thought that was an interesting quote because you don't really hear a lot of the – you don't hear that a lot from black athletes, like half-black athletes that have white moms and have a little
– It's crazy. I don't think I've ever, like – looked into who's like a half black athlete, because nobody, it really never comes up, or hasn't, at least until now, because nobody really, again, nobody cares. It's like, not like, oh, you're not, you're only half black, it doesn't count. That's not a real thing. Nobody, that's not like, that's not true.
No,
like, nobody says that. That's why I feel like I've never seen anybody speak on that before, which I thought this is very interesting.
That's like if I went to Adam and he was like, oh, I really like potatoes, and I was like, you can't like potatoes, you're only half Irish, bro. That's not your lane.
Get out. Doesn't make any sense, dude.
Oh, you like beer? You have German? No, you don't. You don't have that true, authentic German palate to appreciate a good beer. You know? That's how I like it too.
The part is, there are people that truly are like that, though.
Yeah, I know.
That are truly like purists, and it's like the weirdest fucking, like, the weirdest thing to like have a stance on. Because I can't think of anybody who's fucking pure anything.
Especially if you're living in America, which is straight up a melting pot. Shout out Coach Q.
One of our high school teachers, history, taught us about the melting pot. For reference.
I heard that we sort of are straying away from the melting pot idea, and are kind of, I don't know, it's weird because it's, in some aspects we keep like a melting pot, but some, I've heard some people call it like a salad bowl, because it's sort of like the idea of like everybody is different, but we all, like, most people keep their cultures, like,
vegan.
So I saw something like that a while ago, and it was like a computer generated picture of like a person that said like, this is what most people are going to look like. And it was a very, like, mix of a lot of, you can tell, like, a lot of different cultures, a lot of different types of people, like genes, stuff like that, all mixed into one. And it's like, most people are going to look like this, like, in a few thousand years, because of all like the people, you know, having kids with some, like, different people of different cultures, different ethnic backgrounds, things like that.
Cross-cultural reproduction.
Mm-hmm, but then you get to another point where, like, we're almost moving towards a different direction than that. We're almost moving towards the direction that people are going to stay with the people that are most similar to them, almost. You know what I mean? So, like Adam said, like a salad bowl rather than a melting pot.
Like you're saying America is moving towards that direction?
Saying, like, America, I'd say more than most, but the thing I read was talking about, like, the entire world as a whole. But America, I know, at least living here, I can see it. Like, you can definitely, especially in times like right now, like, there's a lot of cultural divide happening.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely goes to the salad bowl idea.
Yeah, and I mean, sure. Both. I like both ideas, because I think it is a little bit of both, because there's definitely a good blending of cultures, as well as, you know, people sticking true to what they to their original cultures as well. So, I mean, it's not really a good or bad thing. It's more of just like an observation of, like, I think there's a little bit of both, especially in America, where, like, we're really big on that.
Yeah,
like a whole bunch very of different diverse cultures, as opposed to, like, I don't know, you go to some place where it's mostly one culture. You know, I think we're fortunate enough to, you know, have a country where, like, there's so many different cultures living here now. Interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's actually the way Pat Mahomes just, like, that quote was almost perfect to me. Like, that was like, came straight from the heart, and it was just very well worded. He's like, listen, say what you want about me. I'm proud of who I am and who I believe.
Exactly.
It's really not up to you.
You can't tell me who I am. I just thought it was a great quote from him. And that also sheds light on just people that face that every day, and, like, they just kind of brush it off, because it's like, I know what I am. Like, don't tell me what the fuck I am. So I thought that was a cool quote, a cool thing to look at. So
go Pat Mahomes. You deserve all that money. Great football player,
half
great
a
person.
Billy, baby.
You heard
half
it.
A Billy Patty.
All right. So I think we're moving into Shitlist next.
Shitlist, my favorite.
And
I'm such a complainer.
Cyrus, this is one that we touched on, but did you have something that you wanted to add to this one?
I'll start.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And listen, I don't want to shit on your craft, Adam, okay? Because I know you love all this stuff. So Adam is a musician. He started a band in college. It's called Wasting Yesterday. Go check him out. Him and our good buddy Danny. But so they, at college, they like to perform at bars, you know, open mics, things like that, restaurants, stuff that we've gone to see them and stuff. So it's really cool. I really do like live music out when I'm going out to see live or listen to live music. But nothing irritates me more than when I'm just going to the bar with like my friends to like just drink and like hang out, or even worse, when I'm just going to a restaurant to eat like a regular ass meal, and there's some 50-year-old dude in the corner playing the tambourine, guitar, and harmonica all at once singing. And I'm just trying to enjoy my meal, and this guy over there is making a ruckus, especially if it's not even good. That's the worst part. Half the time it's not good, and like back home, a lot of the shit music they get is like awful. Dude, Isaiah, what do you think? I don't want to say it's recent,
but it was like recent as far as being back at Bloomsburg, like before I graduated. It was like that last semester. And me and Danny were out at a bar called Filet, and like you just painted the exact picture of what this night became. Like, we were there just enjoying our drinks, and we just see this ancient old man just like setting up in the corner. This is not a big bar.
It's the worst. Yeah, it's the worst when it's tiny.
It's a super small bar, great food and stuff, but like he's just setting up like this big ass amp in the corner. Like, the dude can't even carry it. Like, he's got like a guitar, he's got like a tambourine, like one of those like foot tambourines.
Yeah, exactly. He's got like four instruments, and he's like a one man band.
And he had the harmonica like thing around his like neck.
Yep.
And this dude just starts fucking blasting like in the corner, and it's like super distracting and way too loud. And I mean, it's one of those things that like as a live musician, like I appreciate the grind, but like he was just there to, you know, be there. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's like, I feel like those guys would just thrive better in a place meant for a live music place. I hate just going somewhere where it's like not normal to have that.
Like, it's not,
and it's just like, oh yeah, there's somebody super loud in the corner. Yeah. I think it's mainly like small bars or restaurants, really. Like, restaurants make me so mad. I'm just trying to sit there and like actually talk to whoever I'm with, and there's just somebody so loud I can't even hear myself think.
Yeah, the worst is when there's a drummer just going fucking off. Like,
drums are so loud.
Yeah, it's just like in a small ass place like that, even a tambourine is too much. Like, just cut out the percussions and like some light. I don't know. Those places are made for like fucking string instruments or like, you know, something not as like loud and acoustically like cumbersome. So yeah, that's my two cents on that. If the place is big enough and it's a place where like it's advertised like live music is going on, if it's just a random night and like some dude's just going off in the corner, I totally agree.
I don't really care. Honestly. Just
you don't care? What if you I showed a restaurant, it's like live music the
place. My ADHD has me all over the place anyway. So I'll be listening to music and then I'll be focusing on the conversation because I have to have attention to like have dialogue. Like, even when you guys were talking, I spaced out like three times and I was like, oh, I'm back in.
See that.
But I honestly don't care. I just feel bad for like not like the live instrument guys. I feel bad for the DJs that have to come in on a night that it's not bumping and they're just sitting there playing.
Like super, like nobody's into it
and no one's in there. Everybody's just trying to
eat. You just have to
sit there and listen to like Drake come on and just be like, 2:30 in the morning.
You're sitting there enjoying your
I don't know. I can't rap, but like.
Is that your
like
attempt?
Fucking sicko mode comes on and you're just like, and then you're just like, dude, I'm just trying to eat some chicken wings right now, bro. Dude, that happens to the tiki all the time, man.
Oh my god, I hate it
because like you'll come in on a Friday, you'll think it'd be bumping, and there's like six people there, and the DJ is all set up in the middle of the thing, and like you got a couple of drunk moms in the middle of the floor, like, and and then like they start requesting like the Red Hot Chili Peppers or some shit, and I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck? Or like
the night, I'm 22 girls. Years old. What am I doing here?
Dude, I had something happen. Me and Corinne went to Atlantic City last week, and we were on the boardwalk, and it's like midnight, and you know it was a Saturday, so like things were pretty happening. But we walked past this beach bar, and this DJ is going fucking off. And there is nobody on the dance floor at all. And he's going, "Where are the ladies at? Where are the ladies at?" and we went back later in the night, and there's one couple dancing. And he goes, "Shout out to that couple right there. Been my ride or dies all night."
Dude, if I got called out like that, I would sit down. I'd be like, "Oh, like, bro, you can't call me out."
It was so. All right, and just, I don't know what the fuck this dude was on or, like, what the deal was, but he was like, "What's up, Manhattan? We're in Atlantic City." I was like, what the like?
He's only got one set. He's got one set.
I don't know if he was, like, trying to, like, make a reference from earlier in the night or something, but he just totally got the city wrong.
Bro, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I appreciate the effort, and I'll probably give you like a courtesy dance or something, like me just like shaking back and forth, like moving the hips a little bit, maybe like stir the pot. But after that, I'm just like, yeah, you might need to pack up, bro.
On the contrary to that, I guess I'm just going to keep going on this one. I really like this topic. When you, the only time you'll see me dance at like a well-lit bar, if it's dark and whatever club, I'll probably dance just to fit in the vibes. But to get me to dance with like the lights on, I have to be absolutely shit-faced. But I'll get out there and do it. But you've seen me out there when it's a nice lit bar, you know, the tiki and stuff. I'll fucking get out there, but I gotta be absolutely fucking hammered like that. You can kind of get out there sober and do your thing. I could never.
Yeah, but I'm 10 times better a drunk dancer. I'm actually not. I don't think I am, but I think
you're better regular dancer than me, but I think drunk dancing, I gotcha.
I feel like I just let the beat flow through me when I'm drunk, you know? I kind of resist it when I'm sober, but then I'm just loosey-goosey, baby. Ready to go.
But keep it on the music topic is not my other shit list. And I've said this for years, too. This isn't a new one. Really, I got this one in college. So, like, you know, like, you're just chilling with the boys and – or girls, too. And, like, you're just hanging out in, like, the living room and you're playing some music. Not really boozing too much.
Redo that. Don't leave the females out like that, bro.
I said – and the girls.
Yeah, you said it and the girls, dude. Like, you were disappointed.
Well, the girls can come.
Eight different ones.
I don't do that. The girls can come. Anyway – so, like, you're just sitting there, you're chilling, not really drinking. It's not like a pregame or anything like that. It's not a party. And, God. And, like, whoever's playing music is just absolutely blasting it. Like, super loud, and you can't even, like, talk to the person next to you. I hate that so much, and I think that's such a thing that people our age do. Like, just blast music way louder than it has to be. Maybe whoever's just on aux is just a pain in the ass. But
what I don't get, just going piggybacking off of that, how the fuck do movies make it out? Like, you could just meet a random girl at the club and just, like, kind of talk to them.
This was random.
Yeah, no, because you were talking about how the music's blaring. You can't talk to anybody. Oh. And you were talking about the club and how it's darkly lit. Like, how do movies make it seem like it's so easy to just pick up chicks at the club just because you grind on them for a little bit?
Because that's the fantasy. That's, like, what they're... That's the point of those types of movies, is to, like, do that shit.
I need to.
We also don't look like we don't look like Zac Efron. Like, that's what it is.
We need to start a campaign to just make movies more realistic. Because I love in comedy movies when they actually do that shit, where it's actually too loud in the club, and they're like, "Hey, how are you?
Yeah,
I'm doing good." Yeah,
they gotta scream. You can't hear anything.
And they're just like dancing, and they're like, "Woo, woo, woo, yeah."
I love music just as much as the next guy, but I hate when it's too loud. And I literally, one, can't talk to the person next to me. And I'm just, like, sitting there and feel like I should just be on my phone because I can't speak to anybody. And, like, I don't know. It's just so annoying. I can't. Yeah. It's, like, huge pet peeve to me. And people our age love doing it. Like, they love playing. I don't know if I sound like a boomer, but If I'm sitting there on the couch and I want to talk to my friends with some music in the background, I don't need it blasting. Like, there's no need for that.
Well, and Sai, are you – you're more talking about, like, if you're, like, chilling at, like, your house, your apartment, or, like, a house party. And,
yeah, for the most part. That's where I really get annoyed with it.
Somebody on aux is just going fucking ham with their music.
Not even, like, if it's a party. Party, fair game. Blast that shit. But if we're just, like chilling, like, if there's no booze involved. Yeah, if we're just chilling, like in an afternoon. Just
cracking a beer and, like, talking with everybody.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, there's no need to blow my eardrums out. I'll be honest. Like, it's fucking obnoxious. I can't stand it.
My old roommate, and, like, we're all friends with him, Connor. He is the king of us sitting, chilling, hanging out, and he's way too drunk, and he just blasts, like, as loud as he possibly can, whatever the fuck he's feeling that night, and it's just, it never fits with the vibe.
And it's usually sad boy hours.
It's like...
always sad boy hours.
And, it, like, I appreciate, like... like some of his music, but like he just, it's always just like the worst time.
See, and that's the example I'm talking about. That friend that's just like, bro, you just have no, and you don't just get a clue. I like, it's not hard.
Dude, but he just fucking, I remember all the time he would do that shit. And it's just like, bro.
So you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's just so obnoxious. The one guy always fucking blasts it for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
So those type of people just kind of enter their own world when they hit a certain point of inebriation, and they're just like, I'm the only person in this room right now. And they they just start vibing out, and they're just like, oh yeah, I need to hear this louder because people are talking around me, but they forgot that they invited other people over.
Yeah, you right? Like, where are all these people trying to yell over my music right now?
I'm just trying to get a vibe going here, and I'm just like, and I'm just trying to be in my own little space, but like, bro, you invited us over here. What do you mean? But
all right, so that's, I guess we're all on the same page with that one. Fuck that. I believe the next one is yours, Isaiah. What do we got?
Mine? I guess I'll go over, I'll kind of piggy off back off of yours with the music. I fucking hate when people come up to, most of my shit list is going to be related to work, by the way, because I think of them, and people are the most annoying human beings on earth, you know? So, people that come up with their headphones in, blasting music, or that are talking on the phone, and I tell them, like, they're total, and they just go, like, what? What did you say? And I'm like, oh, maybe if you got off your phone, you know what your total was, and you could ping me, and you could fucking leave and get to your conversation or your song. But, like, why? Why would you ever think, like, that's a courteous thing to do, and then you want me to have good, perfect customer service skills and react in a way that's not rude as fuck? Like, would you walk up to your friend and be like, oh, hey, let me just finish this song real quick before we start a conversation? Like, no, you fucking wouldn't. It's rude. It's disrespectful. And half the time when you do that, I whisper. I go, oh, yeah, your total's 3205. So and they're like, what? And I'm like, it's 3205. And they'll just be like, people on the phone will be like, all right, hold on. I'm going to have to give you a second. What was it? And then I'll be like, oh, it was 3205. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, you'll say regularly.
You didn't hear that? Oh, that's my fault. My bad. But that's my
whenever shit. I'm in like a public set, like a store or like something like that, I always have, if I'm listening to music, I at least have one headphone out, one because exactly. Like I'm afraid somebody's just gonna like say something to me and I'm totally gonna accidentally ignore them, so I just take at least one out just in case somebody's like,
you're one of the good ones. I can't tell you how many people come in with like, I can actually hear their music blasting and I'm just like,
Jesus,
I could overcharge you by $200 and you wouldn't even know.
You'd still hand me your credit card. Like, you wouldn't even look at
your credit card, bro. And I'd probably write that off as a tip.
Yep.
Have fun, dude. You could come back in here, but I'll be gone. So.
Oh, that's an extra zero? Fuck.
My bad, dude. You should have listened to your total, man. That's my fault. But, yeah, sorry. No refunds, so. Bye. But, yeah, that's mine. You got another one?
No, I did mine, too. I think you got one more.
Ooh, do I?
Similar, same vibe.
All right.
You must hate work, dude.
I don't hate work. I just hate people.
I think retail in general, like, it's hard to really love that.
If you work in retail, like, you work at a firework store, so, like, you don't really get it. But,
oh,
like,
word. That's
we have, me and Adam, like, deal with, like, people, like actual people, not like coming in there for a good time. People that have to go through like
that's true. Most people I saw at that store were pretty happy to be
there.
They
were like, yeah, we're buying fucking shit that explodes. Like most people that come in my store are like looking to get fucked up. So they're
depressed. It's 11 a.m. and I need my daily 30.
They're just trying to get through the day. But I don't know, man. Just getting customer service is one of the worst things you could ever get into. So just don't. Just like be homeless if you have to, but I'm just, that's just me. That's just me personally. But my second one is I was just talking to somebody and I realized how much I hate waking up to annoying sounds, like fucking somebody doing dishes. Just the clink clack, like the.
Which one of your roommates does that?
When I used to live in Matamoras, my room was right next to the kitchen, and my mom and dad would just like bump like Macy Gray or fucking Wu-Tang Clan and just be doing dishes, and I'd hear the fucking clink clack of like forks and like them scrubbing shit, and I would wake up in the morning because I was working night shifts and being just like scream on my pillow, how fucking loud could you be doing dishes? How? Or like waking up to the sound of a vacuum.
Oh, that's
has
awful.
Your mom ever done that to you?
You're oh, just, yeah, absolutely.
And she just happens to go by your room like 8 times in like,
dude,
5 minutes.
In my old house, above the floors were so thin, I could hear what they're watching on TV upstairs and like be able to watch the same thing on my TV on mute and it'd be fine. That's how much you would hear. So when you had a vacuum on the upstairs floor, it sounded like the vacuum was on my chest. Like it was nuts. I can't. Oh,
Adam, do you ever hear that with us upstairs? Like, do you ever wake up?
Like to our footsteps?
Yeah.
Is it like dumb annoying?
It only gets dumb annoying. Luckily, I feel like this, it's not super thin, like right above my room. So it's really not that bad. But there are times where like, especially when Abby's here. And like Abby's
dude, just, hold on. Abigail Stoltz has some of the biggest fucking feet I've ever
and she just,
I've ever heard, dude.
She's a very heavy
like
walker.
Love
whoa,
you,
whoa,
Abby.
What'd you say?
Love you, Abby, but like you have some of the heaviest, biggest fucking feet in the world. But much love, much respect.
Hopefully she doesn't watch this one.
Oh, she is.
But yeah, like but I mean, all of you guys have big fucking feet. So I mean, like
that's facts. Size 13, right here, dog.
Like you guys just fucking just barrel through. And then now we have a dog. So like, hearing his dumb ass, like Louis, like running across his nails, like go,
yeah,
pitter pattering on the fucking wood. That's
Louis
that's
the fucking dog.
The ass. The only time I truly ever felt like it was a problem was one time Chef was just bumping music and doing dishes.
Yeah.
Like, and it was a night where I had a 6 o'clock in the morning shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go to bed at like 8 PM, you know, and like be like proactive about it. And it's like 10:30 and just blasting J. Cole and like, just
ain't
like
no role model speak
yeah,
of
yeah, and just clink clanking away. And I had to just text and be like, oh dude, like sorry man, but like I really gotta get up early, and all I hear is like, oh fuck. Just like he quickly turns it off and like quickly goes upstairs. So that was the only time I really remember ever having a real problem with it,
dude. I just remember that just brought something from the depths of my brain. I just remember one time my dad fucking bumping hypnotized me, and I just woke up and I was like, bro, I'll slit my throat right now. I love me some Biggie, but I can't wake up to that. Like, stop
it,
please.
Cut the shit.
But that's what I got from my shit list, man.
Okay, guess what our next segment is. Adam, let him know. I can't hear you. Say it louder.
okay, so we have questions.
Questions. We got our first questions from fans. Episode 5 took you guys long enough, but we're going to get to them. We picked our favorite couple from the list I got. The yeah,
one so second. There. You had how many days to come up with a segment topic, and you came up with questions?
Was I supposed to come up with like a catchy name?
You just said questions, bro.
I.
You deadass just said questions.
Well, and that's why I was confused, because I thought you were skipping right to tap attack on toxic masculinity. And so
this dude just came out of nowhere, out of left field, with just saying questions. I mean, that's a segment name now, so like.
Oh, I mean, if you think of a better one, but I guess we got to keep it. That's, you know what, that's a, maybe the first one I named.
I wanted to make sure that that was an actual segment that we were doing. Like,
that's the only one. No, I named Shitless too. That Shitless is a good name.
Not even fan questions. He just said questions.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. These questions are brought to you by our friends Paige and Joya. Thank you, ladies. We really appreciate it. Adam, what is the first one? I believe we have two, the ones we really liked.
So the first one, where the fuck does traffic come from, and where does it go?
So this question really stemmed from, like, if there's no if there's an accident, obviously there's traffic. But if there's no accident and, like, it just, like, compresses and then all of a sudden, like, up 2 miles down the road, it, like, goes back to normal. How the fuck does that happen? Like, what goes on? Like, who decides, like, hey, we're just gonna fucking jam this bitch up for, like, a hot 20 minutes? I think
it's just a bunch of people with poor time management skills leaving the house at the same time. Like, oh, I'm running late. Vroom. And then you think it's just like
200 people that happen to be in the same fucking, it's exactly the same time. It's just like a horde that moves through,
like,
the highway.
Probably around like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, everybody's just like probably rushing to get out of the house because who knows what you have going on in your life. Maybe you're an essential worker or something like that. And you're just like, oh, wow, I just worked a double shift and I got to get out of the house now. And then, like, you just fucking grab your coffee or you stop at Dunkin' Donuts and then you all fucking hop on the highway at the same time. And you're just like, now there's, like, fucking traffic, dude. I leave my house at the same time every day and there's never traffic. But now there is. But you actually get stuck in traffic every day.
No, but, like, what if there was, like, on a random ass, like, not a rush hour. It just sometimes happens. And I'm just confused. Is, like, do people just, like, I don't know. What do you say, Adam?
Dude, you forget just how many fucking people are in the world. And you forget how many of those people are either really shitty drivers or, like,
distracted on their phones.
Yeah, like,
stupid. Like, you could sit somewhere and you could, 5 minutes can easily cause, like, a 10-car traffic. Like 10 cars worth of traffic.
Most of the traffic that I experience when it is just, like, out of the blue is when I finally pass that person that was causing this traffic, it is, like, an older person or somebody who's, like, super cautious driving or, like, just doesn't, like, understand, like, that they shouldn't be going 45 in a 70, you know? Like, it's just, there's just a lot of people like that, and I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
So I think the answer, simply put it, boomers that commute. That's what causes traffic, boomers that commute.
That commute.
Write that on down. Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank.
I can't dispute that one, so.
It's pretty simple, I guess. Chalk it up to that. I mean, that's probably not true, but that's the only thing we came up with, so therefore it is law.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
All right, what's the next one, Adam?
Next question.
Boom, 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 boom. I'll like, edit, like, a bunch of flames and, like, fireworks. I probably won't. What happens if you put super glue on a non-stick pan?
I think it runs off like egg.
I'm thinking it's like those infomercials where, like, they crack the egg or cheese,
yeah,
and
it's like
gets
Flex
so
Seal.
Burnt, and it's just like, actually, whoop,
yeah,
it falls right out.
It just falls off.
I think that's low-key bullshit. Because I've never had, like, a brand new pan, so all my pans that are supposed to be nonstick aren't really. Maybe if you, like, bought a real one with real money.
I'll buy a new pan and I'll try it. And I'll get
you
some
try
polymers
it?
Glue. Yeah.
I don't have real pan money. Do you have real pan money?
Like a video.
Yeah, we could do a video of that. We get 100%.
You're gonna buy a whole new pan to fuck it up with. Okay, you need not Elmer's glue. We gotta use super glue, like Gorilla Glue.
Get, like, some Gorilla Glue or something.
Elmer's
glue.
Come on.
That's like next level glue.
Well, that's what.
Dude, you know what
we're talking about here?
Super you're gonna need like a hazmat suit. You can't just cook glue. Oh my god! You know how you'd get?
Cyrus, we just have to put the glue on the pan and then, like, let it fall.
I feel like that's too easy. I feel like you gotta burn it.
No, I think we're going to...
If you're going to say you're a nonstick pan, come on.
No, what we'll do is we'll get the pan hot as fuck, and then, you know, we'll go outside and put glue on it and, like, just let it sit for a sec. And the pan's
wear your masks. That's like, some fumes. I don't think it's going to come off. And then I think you guys, if you let it sit for, like, an hour, I don't think it'll ever come off.
I'm not going to let it sit for an hour.
No, that's the whole point. You got to let it dry. You can't just put it on there. It's obviously going to run off. It's going to dry.
What food do you just leave in the pan for an hour?
If you did.
What food do you leave in the pan for an hour?
I wouldn't say food, but, like, the lefts of food. Like, after the food is off, just whatever, the remnants.
Yeah, so what food do you do that with?
Any food that you're lazy enough to do that with. Eggs.
That's a cop-out, dude.
That's
a cop-out, dude.
I left my pans in the sink this morning until fucking lunch.
Did you put water in them?
No.
You're lying. I saw that old smirk, dude. Your left lip went up a little bit. That's a lie, dude.
Sometimes
I
even
language videos on YouTube, so I know that's a lie, dude.
Sometimes even micro-expression. I think you have to let the glue dry. That's fair. At least 10. Actually, if it's Gorilla Glue, probably only like a couple minutes. Because if it's hot, it's not going to stick. It's not. It's going to melt. You got to let it. If it's going to be hot, you got to let it cool and then go. Let it solidify.
All right. Well, then you're Venmoing me half for a pan, dude.
I said I don't have real pan money. I don't even ever own a new pan. It's all hand-me-downs.
Well, how about this? We sit on this idea and, you know, things start picking up. We will do the video of
our first donations to our OnlyFans will go to buying a pan.
Yes. Yes. Once we have all of our OnlyFans money.
Okay.
We will then do the
pan. So we'll figure it out. Currently we don't know what would happen. But thank you for those questions again. Shout out Paige and Joya. That was a great segment topic name that I came up with. Questions.
Simple as that.
Questions. I'm gonna write it down next time. It's questions with a question mark. Questions.
Oh, wow.
Questions.
You're really bringing your A game. I really enjoy it, dude.
That's a great creative topic. Listen, you want me to put more effort in here. This is what effort looks like.
Seriously, man.
All right. Well, that takes us to our last segment.
Woo woo.
And it is tackling toxic masculinity.
Another one of my favorites.
And
okay.
First, we're going to go with Umbrellas Are for Squares, an extremely toxic masculine trait. Let's talk about it.
Cyrus, take this away because I completely disagree
with you. I'm taking them all away. I don't own an umbrella. My roommates own umbrellas, and they keep them by the door, okay? I would never grab them. They've asked me, you want to borrow the umbrella? Nope. You sure you want to use the umbrella? Nope. You want to buy an umbrella? Nope. Absolutely not. My mom's asked, you need an umbrella? Nope. Don't have one. Do you need one? Nope. Absolutely not. Umbrellas are fucking stupid. You don't need an umbrella if you have a raincoat. And I have a multitude of raincoats ready for any scenario I run into out there. So I just think that, one, there's annoying to carry. You bring it inside, it's wet. What? Yeah, oh, because I'm wet when I come inside. I get
hold
that.
Hold on.
But you take
on,
the jacket
hold on.
Off.
Hold on. You're saying a little umbrella that you carry in your hand that you can carry by the handle that wasn't wet the entire time is more annoying to carry around than a wet jacket?
You put the jacket, and it's so easy. You just take it off and leave it inside out on your chair. So it's the dry part is facing out. You can lean on it.
I get that. But also, what if you forget the jacket because you're drunk, because you're going out? And you talked about how you had a multitude of rain jackets. How much money do you think you spent on rain jackets? Bullshit, dude. Bullshit, you spent $0 on rain.
You want to know why? They've all got that Syracuse S on it, baby. Free. Thank you to Syracuse football equipment staff for providing me with many free raincoats. Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, think about that one. $0.
So I'm going to look up a regular price rain jacket then.
That's fine. Well, ready? I just think that, and I'm not saying it's like
a raincoat. Keep going.
I am. I'm not saying like a raincoat is like cheaper than an umbrella. It's better. I just think it's easier. I have both my hands ready.
Well, it's easier for you because you got a free raincoat.
That's true. Yes. I just have both my hands ready to go at all times. And for here, at least in New York City, you're walking on one. I don't walk outside much. I just walk to the subway, take the subway, and then walk from the subway to my destination. So the outside time is very minimal, not enough for an umbrella. Coat is perfect. And if you're walking down with an umbrella on the street, you're walking so close to people, you're going to fucking poke somebody in the eye. Or you got to take it, lift it up, move it around. It's like more.
Not during these times. You're supposed to be 6 feet apart.
Well, I'm not leaving the house a lot these days. So I'm just saying in normal times, umbrellas are irrelevant then. They will be irrelevant now. I just don't think you need them. I think a lot of people in New York City use them. I just would prefer to be hands-free, mobile, compact. The umbrella makes a huge – your surface area is huge. Walking your cross-section, it's huge walking down the street. Raincoat, it's nice and compact. You got pockets. Put your hands in there. It's nice. Hoods.
Okay. Well,
need the hood, of course.
The price of the cheapest rain jacket I found was $29.99, and that was just a price drop. The original one's $38 compared to an umbrella where you could see a vendor on the side of the street and get one for $1.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's an
you're also not taking economical choice. The people that just like go out, think it's sunny out, didn't check the weather, and then oh my god, I need something. I'm not gonna run to fucking the Columbia store and get a rain jacket. I'm gonna find a vendor that's selling umbrellas on the side of the road.
I have a raincoat that seconds as it looks like I can just wear it normally, not if it's raining, but it also has a hood that's hidden in the zipper.
Yeah, that's awesome. But that was free for you. Some people don't have free jackets that they were gifted by their university, Cyrus.
I'm not telling other people what to use.
Some people
actually
have to use their hard-earned money and like actually spend their money on that, and they'd rather spend it on a $7 umbrella compared to a $38 jacket.
Well, I worked
that
for all that
I would
shit.
Probably that I would probably end up leaving at the bar or somewhere that I'm sitting if it just stopped raining and I just totally forgot about it.
See, I worked for all those clothes, first of all. Second of all, again, bring up the bar point. If I'm at the bar, I just unzip the coat and I have it at the bar. I don't have to hold it. If you have an umbrella at the bar, you know how obnoxious that is? Oh, just holding it? That's an extra beer.
You act like the umbrella's open in the bar. That's seven.
No, but you still got to hold it. You still got
to hold
it. And
I'd
rather
just put it on the table. You put it on the ground. You put it on the floor. Because you want to know why? Because it's not going to get dirty. Because when you walk outside and it's raining, guess what? All the dirt falls off.
People will steal your umbrella because it's just a normal – it's a very generic looking umbrella. Easy to steal.
Did he just bring up people are going to steal the umbrella? Not the $38 jacket that you have.
I'm not taking the jacket off.
Oh, so you're wearing that rain jacket in the hot bar the entire night.
If it's that hot out and I know I'm going to be it's going to be a pain in the ass to have that in the bar, I'd rather not wear anything, no coat, no umbrella, and just tough it out.
Dude.
And that's my second point. We're just going to roll right in and we're going to add these both together. If it's raining outside and a coat or an umbrella are not an option for convenience factors. I'm a big convenience guy. Then you just got to tough it out in the rain and like duck your head a little bit and do a little speed walk, but don't run. You're not going to run. You're not running. You're doing a little speed walk and duck your head a little bit, probably because everybody else has raincoats and umbrellas, but not us. So you're going to walk the same speed as them with their coverage. You're just going to duck your head and, you know, fast walk to your destination. At least in New York City, you're not really outside for all that long unless you're walking somewhere far. Subway really, you know. So if I'm going out and I'm making the executive decision, it's just like when you're going out in the wintertime, like it's freezing cold, you're like, well, I'll be inside like 95% of the night. I'm going to tough it with like a very light sweater instead of a heavy coat because I know it'd be a pain in the ass to have. That goes into the same realm. And I know you look stressed over there because I would love to hear your point on this because
you
look
very –
yeah,
because you just give me brain aneurysms, bro.
Too soon, dude.
You just give me such headaches, dude. I feel like I'm in an episode of fucking Drake and Josh, bro. And you're Drake and I'm Josh, and you just give me fucking headaches, dude. Because
holy shit, that's like a great description of you and I. I'm definitely
there is such a difference between it being cold out and when it's raining out. Clearly you don't get fits off then, dude. Because that's what you just told me. When it rains, you can't get a fit off. Because
I can.
Your fit wet is no longer a good fit, dude.
I've got rain resistant fits, not rain proof, rain resistant. I have a lot of clothes.
I'm so sorry, Jim Carrey. You fucking live in a plastic bubble, dude. I'm so sorry, dude. Sorry, bubble boy.
And you also got to understand
just,
here in the city.
You just, yeah, I know it's not Jim Carrey, but I was thinking of the dome, dude. But,
wait, who are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Bubble Boy. Yeah, I got my J.
From what? Stuff,
dude. Don't try to change the subject. So do you might as well just invest in a fucking, I think I'm just going to invest in a plastic ball for you, dude.
Like one of those big soccer balls.
Yeah, dude.
That seems like a very inconvenient thing to have when you're out in the bar. I don't know.
Well, you can
one.
Just leave it outside.
No, somebody's going to steal it.
Ah, dude, but they're not going to steal your jacket, dude. Oh, but wait.
On my back. It's on my back.
You're walking, dude. You're walking with your head ducked and you're speed walking, dude. You don't have a jacket on. I'm just going to get all wet, dude.
That's when it's like, if it's going to be too hot in the bar. But if it's a little cold and rainy, then the jacket will fit. You can wear it inside. But if it's like super hot and rainy, that's a big no coat, no umbrella, tough it out, be a man.
I just don't think you go out that much, dude. That's what you're telling me. Because every bar I've been to is super hot. Even if it's raining. Just because there's a bunch of people in there, everybody's breathing heavy, everybody's drinking, like, it's just hot in there. So you're coming in with a jacket?
Sometimes on no jacket. Like, if I know it's going to be a hot bar like that, I won't. But if I'm going somewhere not – usually the bar, I'm a very – no, like, especially – again, I know you said rain and snow are different, but I'm saying, like, wintertime raining, I usually tough it out with no jackets. I don't want to deal with it. If I'm going somewhere like not the bar, yeah. If I'm going somewhere not
anything,
the bar,
I'll do anything not to wear a jacket, and that's why I go with an umbrella.
I see your point. I will say that. But I have made such a point at this point to not use an umbrella. I just personally do not believe I need one.
And that's why that's a toxic trait, dude. You don't like change, bro. That's where your toxic masculinity comes into full effect.
Is that where it stems from?
I know you've definitely lost jackets. Like, there's no way. There's no way you can tell me. Couple. There's no way you can tell me right there that you have never lost a jacket in your entire life.
I've lost a light winter coat, yes. Like, light fall, maybe, coat.
There's just no way. And
I have.
I can tell you that I've lost a jacket before, and it's the most annoying fucking thing in the world.
I have in college. I haven't in the city yet.
Because you go back there, and, like, there's maybe you have that slight hope that it's going to still be there, and then you go there, and it's fucking not. I lost multiple umbrellas and never been like, I could buy another one because it's cheap.
I don't think I've ever gone – this is another thing. I don't think I've ever gone back to somewhere I thought I lost something. I left my debit card at a bar at school, and I just canceled it. I knew it was there, and I just canceled it. I feel like going down in the middle of the week to get it.
Oh, dude, there's so many issues with you, bro.
It's probably still there. So Harry's, if you have my debit card, it's green. Throw it away. It doesn't work anymore. It's like, yeah, it's definitely – I never went to get it, and I knew it was there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's what this green debit card is from.
Of our 22 estimated audience, Cyrus's bartender from fucking Syracuse is like, oh, dude, that's his. Man, wow. That's crazy.
One of my buddies that works at a bar.
Green debit card I've ever seen.
I just think it's not like anybody banks at Citizens Bank. But I don't know. I think that's toxic, dude.
Believe me, I'm the one who typed it under that category. I know it is. It's just something I accept about myself, I guess, at this point.
I just don't see your reasoning, man. What's your thought, Adam?
Well, my initial thought was that just when it comes to a rain jacket, it doesn't cover your pants and it doesn't cover your shoes.
Exactly.
So that's a huge thing for me. Like, I just with an umbrella, it's all covered, you know?
And don't get me wrong, your shoes still get wet and you still have that, like, that slight chance you might walk in a puddle, but at the same time, if somebody came driving past me on a car in New York City and a fucking, I think I had more of a chance to have quick reflexes to use that umbrella and stop that puddle from slashing me before a rain jacket does, because I'm still soaked bottom.
I would Batman it and just spread it wide and turn around.
Yeah, but then your ass is all wet, dude, and then you look like you peed from your ass.
Can you do that?
Peed from your ass.
Yeah. Sorry, my name's Cyrus Farr, and my penis is in my butthole.
Yeah, so I just think that an umbrella, like, lessens the chance of your pants and your shoes getting, like, soaked, you know?
It's more practical.
So, I mean, that's where I come from with that. As far as running to your car, it totally depends on how heavy the rain is. If it is, because there's been times where the rain is just unrelenting. And I'm a dude with glasses, and, like, I just have to.
That's another thing you're not taking into account.
I have to.
Glasses.
There have just been times where I don't care who's watching me. I'm sure there's people out, like, looking out the window just laughing their fucking asses off at watching me bust my ass to my car. because it's just I just don't want to have to fucking speed walk to my car when like these huge ass pelts of rain are coming down at me. So I
and your glasses get all foggy because like the rain's cold, but your breath's hot, and you're just like, dude.
A light drizzle. I'll give you that. You know.
Yeah, I'll give you I wear a rain jacket when it's a light drizzle. I'll give you that. But if it's pouring out, there's no way I'm just wearing a rain jacket. And you strike me as a guy that looks at their hair a lot. Like, how do you just deal with the wet hair? Oh,
my hair. Well, yeah, the hood is usually still maybe a little bit wet. That would
probably fuck with your hair, right?
Yeah, that is a big issue. But if it is raining, it does get a little wet.
You don't have to worry about that.
But my hair is not bad. When it gets wet, it like will sit where I want it to. When it dries, it actually sometimes looks better than after I do it in the morning, I've noticed.
Yeah, you only think about yourself, dude. That's it. What's your next topic?
I'm done. So the morning,
you got a body bag, bro.
No, that is the last one. That's the last one. I actually want to know people's opinions on this. Yeah, unless you got one.
Huh?
Unless you got one.
I didn't know. You didn't tell me I needed a toxic masculinity.
I didn't tell you. Yeah, you're right. I didn't. That's okay. That's plenty for today. That was a great. That was a very healthy discussion. That was almost mimicked a great debate. Since the way you're yelling at me.
Yeah, because you just pissed me off, bro.
There's definitely elements to that. So maybe I'll have to.
Yeah, that was good.
Dude, you just think about yourself. You don't think about others, man. Your EQ. Well,
thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. And that's this week's episode.
Make sure you guys follow the Waking Up Woke Twitter account and Instagram page. The Twitter account is at Waking Up Woke. The W in waking is capitalized. The U in up is capitalized. And the W in woke is capitalized.
I don't think that matters, but you know? I know.
So make sure you give that a follow. Cyrus, what's the Instagram handle?
It's the same thing Instagram, at @waking_up_woke. So same thing.
Yeah. And also subscribe to the YouTube page where you'll be able to see the actual videos of these two goofs talking and, you know, discussing, and you know, some of their reactions to each other, like, you have to see it for yourself to truly get the full effect of some of the debates that they do
when we truly annoy each other.
So yeah, definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel where you'll get to see the videos as well. So remember
we're on YouTube, subscribe there, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So check us out
anywhere you listen to podcasts, we're at.
Yeah, pretty much. So. And yeah, follow our pages and follow our mains again. So thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one.